what does Satan do? That is his chief job. Blinding the hearts of men so that they cannot see the solution. Just trying to get man to be under severe punishment while on earth from the elements and to take them to hell. That is what he's doing. However, to conclude, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 21. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 21. It says, "For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe." So we see here that God has made his approach and his solution so simple that when we think about the simplicity of the solution of God, it's almost unbelievable. You'll have thought, with all these things that we've read at the beginning, how the enemy is orchestrating things, how death is pervasive, how sin is pervasive, that God will have said, okay, this is a serious matter. Man, before you can get saved, make sure, you see that church down the road? Make sure you go there, fast for 30 days. If I'm satisfied with you, then you can do this and do that. You know, make sure you don't do this. You know, jump here, jump there, so that, yes, you can deal with this problem of sin, death, and Satan. No, he didn't say that. He said, the foolishness of what was preached. So the power to deliver man, the message to deliver man, the Bible says, is preaching the word. Do you understand? Paul was saying that, look, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. So when we go out and we preach the gospel to people, and we're saying, look, this, the Bible says that all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. But if you accept Christ and his atonement, you can begin life. That is the power. That is what God has used to destroy all the powers of the enemy. The preaching of the word, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, through the foolishness of preaching. They'll be like, what do you mean? Are you just trying to tell me that if I go and preach to someone and they accept Christ, all the consequences of the enemy and all these things, and they will have life? Yes, that's what I'm saying. That is what the Bible is saying. Psychology cannot help man. Being rich cannot help man. No. Science cannot help man in these matters. The only thing that can help man is the gospel. So I'll end there today. This is the beginning. So that when we begin to look at the cross, we will now see the power in the cross. We will see what was accomplished by the cross, how the cross is, what the effect of the cross is. We will look at resurrection. And I believe that as we get a deeper understanding of these things, we will be one, for me, thankful. Then when you're preaching to someone, when you're sharing the gospel, at the back of your mind, you will know what is why you're doing it. Why we're inconveniencing ourselves to preach the gospel. Because it's good news. Let's rise up and pray.